Okay, today is Daf Pei. Today's Daf Pei Ches. We're on Pei Zayin Amud Beis. We're up to the Gemara. Here we go. It's long. We have a lot to cover. Now, the Mishnah essentially said two things. If a woman gets married, if one aide tells a woman her husband died, and then she remarries, based on that, Bezdin lets her remarry. And then it turns out the guy's not dead. That's a disaster. The second case in the Mishnah was where two Edom came and said that the husband died. And then, you don't even need Bezdin. And then she got remarried, and then the husband came back. That's not such a disaster. Right? Those are the two cases. Okay.
Someone says Kedas Moshe B'Yisrael.
Sorry. Yeah.
Israel based in? Like, isn't that kind of based in
or
no?
No. No. Anyway, Midiktani Seifa, the Seifa said, Nises, she gets married, Shalob Rishus, without the Rishus of Bezdin. Why without the Rishus of Bezdin? Because you don't need Bezdin. You don't need Bezdin. Mutaros Lachzer Lo. She's allowed to go back to her first husband. That's what the Mishnah said, right? However, Shalob Rishus Bezdin, without Bezdin, Ella, what was there? Beidim. There was no... right. Shalob Rishus Bezdin. Right, that's just a continuation.
Eidechos.
No, Eidim. Shalob Rishus Bezdin. What does that mean? What does it mean there was no Rishus Bezdin?
Because
there were two Eidim. So what do you need Bezdin for? What does it bother Bezdin? The busy people. Michlal, Dereisha, that in the first case, Rishus Bezdin. The first case was with Bezin's stamp of approval and Be'eid Echad.
Right.
1-8. Alma, what do you see from all that? That Eid Echad Neman. 1-8 is believed.
But in that case,
why didn't he finish the sentence? 1-8 is believed if you go through Bezin.
We're fine. Well, you just said that. He said, with Bezin, 1-8 is believed. But the point is, 1-8 is believed.
So much for that.
Where do you ever find such a thing? The 1-8 is believed.
If the guy comes back, then it's over.
So is this 1-8
kind of... Then we shouldn't allow her to get married. But that's the Gemara's point. But we do allow her to get married. If we're allowing her to get married, we're believing the 8. We're believing 1-8.
Is the 8 kind of sure?
No. No. Not only that, it's not Nami. We're also going to learn... Huxagulios Masiyin Eid Mipi'eid. You can even let her get married on hearsay. Right? Isha repi Isha, even a woman who heard it from a woman. Isha repi Eved, repi Shivcha. You don't even have to hear it from a Jew. You can hear it from an Eved and a Shivcha.
In this situation, because
you have Alma, what do you see from here? Eidechad Nehemen. 1-8 is believed. Utna Nami. And we also learned in Krithus, the following case. Eidechad Omar Achal to Chelev. 1-8 said, you ate Chelev. Vuhu amar lo achalti, and you say, no, I didn't. Potter, you're Potter. And what if you didn't deny it? It implies you'd be chayef, right? Taima damar lo achalti, because you said, no, it's not true. Ha ishtik, what if you would have kept quiet? 1-8 says, you ate chalev. 1-8 says, you ate treif. And you don't deny it, quiet? Where is it? Lo achalti ha ishtik behemen? The guy would be believed. The only reason he's not believed is you argue with him. And if you don't argue, he's believed. What?
Exactly, he's from a carbon.
Yes. We're not saying he did it on purpose.
No.
He did it. What? Right.
Yeah.
Alma, what do you see? Eid Echad Mehemon Midaraisa. We believe 1-8 on a Daraisa level.
But if he conflicts with that 8, we don't believe that 8.
Right. And what if he don't conflict? You don't believe him.
You do believe
so
him.
All things being equal, you believe a guy.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah, this is very simplified to halacha.
What?
Simplified to halacha.
I know.
There's many, many parts to
I know.
Why
so the
now.
Right. So the Gemara is gonna flesh it all out now. Ready? Minolan. How do you know this is true? How do you know? D'tanya. This is a very strange limud. It says in the pasuk like this. You did something wrong. Ohoda elav chatato. You become aware of your sin. Right? Not that someone else told you you sinned, you became aware of it on your own. That's a very funny thing. So even if you don't deny it, you're going to be putter. Someone accuses you of doing an aveira, and you don't deny it, you're going to be putter. Why are you going to be putter? Because someone else apprised you of this story? That can't be right. Talmud Lamar, Ohoda Elav Mikal Makom. No, any way you become aware. So we just undid the first part of the pasuk. First part said, you have to become aware yourself. The second part says, no, Mikal Makom. Any way you become aware of a chet, of an aveira, you have to be in Karban Chatas, Bishogig. Whether you find that yourself or someone that informed you. What's this case? What's going on here? Elam da asu trei. If two edim come, velo kam machish lahu, and you don't say anything, you can't even say anything. You don't contradict them. Kral lovely. I don't need a pasuk for that. That's the aleph beis of edus. El alav. It must be chad. It must be one edim came. V'chi lo kam machish le. And if you don't deny it, if you don't argue with him. Mehemen, he's believed. Shma mina, eid echad nemen. You see from here that one eid is believed.
In
this situation, any situation of a chatas, any. You turn the light on Shabbos. I did? Okay. I did. I must have.
No, we're not mamonists. It's just saying it's by Yisurah.
By chatas. Now, we're gonna undo this in a minute.
And what if he does deny it?
Then if he does deny it, then the aid is not believed.
But the aid is not believed.
Correct. The point is...
So why don't you say that they kind of show...
What? Because he's not. Because he's not. That's only by mom, and it's a whole different thing. The point is, like Mati said, this is very simplified. It's very simplified. Gemara's trying to prove a point, which we're going to undo this in 5 minutes. The point is, one aid is believed. Which is why, in our Mishnah, one aid comes and says, the husband died, we believe the guy. How do you know that? Normally, we all learn, we're going to get to Nida. Ask any kid, how many aid did he need for anything? They're going to say two. All of a sudden, one? So, well, yeah, one. Where'd that come from? This. So the Gemara says, 1 second. How do you know the reason is because we believe the aid? Maybe, Dilma, maybe. Mishum de Koshasek. Maybe the reason we believe the aid is not because we believe the aid, because you didn't deny it. Vishtika kahodadamya. And shtika is like admitting it. That's why you chayav a carbon. Not because he said it, it's because you didn't deny it. So really, it's all you. Teda, I'll prove to you that's true. Diktani Seifa. Because the Seifa increases, says the following. Right, the Reisha said, if one aid says you ate chalev and you deny it, you're believed. Or the aid's not believed, however you want to phrase it. Here, Amru, Shnayim achal te chalev, two aidim say, you ate chalev, v'hu amar lo achalti, and he said, I didn't, potter. The Chachamim say, you're potter. That goes against everything we ever learned about Hilchas Eidus. It's very difficult. I saw in the back, I mean, it's very complicated. The only place in Shas where you have the right to just argue on Eidim. Why do you have the right? We'll see in a minute. Reb Meir Machayev. Reb Meir says, of course you're Chayev. If two Eidim come and say, you ate Chalev, you can't deny that. In America, you can deny it. Not here. In the Jewish, that's not, you can't deny it. The only way to get out of this now is have two Eidim say it is not true. You yourself, as the defendant, will call you. You're the defendant, right? It's the Klal Yisrael against this guy, right? Reuven. Reuven can't deny it. Two Eidim came and said Reuven ate chalev. That's it. If those two Eidim are investigated and they're found out to be MS, that's it. It's paskin that Reuven ate chalev. So Chamzin and Reuven can deny it. Says Meir, what are you talking about? Uma Amar Meir Kavachomer in Heviu Shnayim de Misa Chamura. If two Eidim can bring you to Misa Chamura, two Eidim come and say Reuven killed Shimon. What's going to happen to Reuven?
He's going to get killed.
Reuven says, "No, I didn't do it." Ignore it. We don't care what Reuven says, right? Reuven's going to get killed. So lo yividu le carbon akal. Won't they get carbon which is much lighter? Can't these two Eidim make Reuven make a carbon? Reuven, you turned the light on by Shabbos. I'm sure you did it by accident. But you can bring, it says to bring a carbon. So doesn't that work? So what are the Chachamim, right? Tosfos points out, you never know. I mean, I guess putting aside the Hasra issue, you never really know if someone did it on purpose or not. How do you know? You're walking by the guy's house, you see him flick a light on Shabbos. You run to Bezin, we just saw Reuven turn the light on Shabbos. Right? So why doesn't it have to bring a carbon? What's the Chacham's rationale? So Amrulo, yeah, but Ma im yirtze lomar mezid hayisi. He could say, no, I did it on purpose. You only bring a, why? Because then you don't have to bring a carbon. You only bring a carbon if you did it b'shogeg.
But some places you'd be cutting misa.
Not if there's no hasra. So if two Edom walk by your living room and they see you watching television, they see you turn it on, and two Edom run and say, oh, we just saw someone turn a light on in Shabbos. And Bezin comes and says, we're gonna make you bring a carbon now. No, I did it on purpose. I don't bring a carbon if I did it on purpose. And there's no hasra, so I'm off the hook. I don't have to pay for a carbon, and I don't get misa, so go home. Tosfos asks that question. Tosfos talks about that issue. So Rashi says, that's why the Chachamim say, in this situation, you don't believe the Edom. Because the Baal could say, I did it on purpose. So Rashi says, with the last Rashi on the page, Harezen Neman, he's believed, Liftar Atzmo Mikarban, to not have to bring a carbon. The ain Edim Matzoi Lahachisho Baha. Edim can't, they can't disprove that. Nobody knows what he was thinking.
They can't get into his brain.
They can't get into his brain. So
they don't know his motive.
Exactly. So they can only testify what they saw. If they gave him a straw, by the way, I see you're about to turn a light on. We want you to inform you that it's Shabbos. You're not going to do that. And he said, I don't care about Shabbos. That's a different story. That's not what happened. We don't have no idea what his motives were. So the Edom can't, they can't argue on that. They can't oppose that. Hilkach, I amar nami, lo achalti, neman. He can say the same thing. I don't have to bring a carbon. I don't have to bring a carbon. I ate it on purpose. I ate the chalev on purpose. Right? I ate it on purpose. And then you don't bring a carbon. Hey, you're Russia, but you don't bring a carbon. Umadafligu baha, since they argue here, Michlal, in the Resha, in the first, what was the first, what was the Resha? The Resha was, one age said you ate chalev, and you argued, no, I didn't. Nobody, there's no machlokas about that. There's only a machlokas when there's two age. Chacham say, well, he could say it was amazing. When there's one age, there's no machlokas.
Then what?
Let's say one age says you ate chalev, and you don't deny it. There's no machlokas. But there's no machlokas. Everybody would agree, and now you bring a carbon. Right? Ein echad amar achalta, the daik mineha, ishtik, chayiv, devri hakalhi. The implication was, one age says, you ate chalev, and you say, no, I didn't. What happens? You win. What if you don't say anything? What if you're quiet? The implication was, you're modet, you're quiet, shtika koda, the implication is, we believe one aid. No one argues on that. In the second case, with the two aid, then they argue. No, you could say, but no one argues in the first case. Why does no one argue in the first case? Because one aid's believed. Right? You hear that? Now, Tosfos on top says, the top Tosfos, he says, Omari, the Ein Lahakchos, one second, we have a rule. For Hamigu, but what's going on here? What are you basically saying? Migu.
I could have said something bad.
I did it on purpose, so therefore I'm not bringing a carbon. So it says to Omari, the Ein Lahakchos, for Hamigu, but Makom Edimhu. You can't say Amigu in front of Edim. Two Edim come and say you did X. No, let me tell you what really is going on. There's no rule like that. You're not allowed to do that. I guess there must be a rule in Hilchos Migu that when Migu, right, you're right. But Tosfos asks, what do you mean? How can a Migu override Edom? It can't. V'amari, v'adachi perusho, ma im yirtze lomar b'pirush mezer yisi hashtanami de ka'amar lo achalti hachi hu deboy lememar lo achalti shogig ela mezer v'hachi muchach b'krisos. What he meant to say was, when he says I didn't eat it, what he meant to say was, I didn't eat it b'shogig, but I rather ate it b'mezid. So somehow it's not amigo. Okay? I'm going to finish the question. Resha. Now the Resha, what was the Resha? The Resha was, one aid and you. My time a kamachayve rabbanon. Right, we said in the Resha, nobody argues. And the Resha, even the rabbanon would hold that, yeah, If one aid says you ate chelev, then you don't deny it.
That's pure migui.
You don't deny it. You have to bring a carbon. Why? We said one aid's believed, right? Ela mishum, there must be. I'm sorry. Ela mishum de mehemnin. 1 second. Why is it that one aid says you ate chelev, and you don't deny it? The deal was, we believe one aid. Right? That's what we said. Yeah. One aid says, how did we start? What did we say? One aid says you ate chelev, and you said, no, I didn't. Right. What do we believe? You.
Right.
What the implication was that if you keep quiet, you didn't say anything, we do believe the aid. So what do you see? Eid echad's neman. Now, we just brought a certain case of the two aidim. Two aidim and you, it was a machlokas. The Chachamim said, no, we don't believe the two aidim. Why? Because you could lie, you could say, I did it basic. Why don't we say that in the first case? With one aid and you? Why don't we say that in the first case? That's the Gemara's question.
The only reason he's believed is because it's a mikud.
What?
On the aid echad.
No, then you believe the baal, not the aid. The migu stays right. So how come we don't do that in the first case? So Elam Mishum de Mehemnin, is it because we believe him? Believe who? We believe the one aid. 1 second. Vahab Trey Baalma, but there's two aidim. Afagav to come machish lahu. Even though Afagav, what does this mean? Afagav to come machish lahu. In who mehemni, we believe Adam always, nevertheless. The Rabbanan said, in this case, you don't have to bring a carbon because there's a migu here. So why would one aid be different? What's the difference? What's the difference? Right? One aid says, and you don't do it. So, well, he could have said he did it on purpose. What's the difference if it's two aid or one aid? So why on earth do?
Because once you have two aid, no matter what you say, you cannot believe.
What do you mean? According to the Chachamim, you are believed.
Only unless you contribute to other ones.
So what's the difference between two and one? So the answer is ella la. It must be mishum de ishtik v'shtika ko da damya. That must be the reason. So what do you see? There's no raya that aid echad is believed. It's no raya. The reason I believe one is because you didn't. That wouldn't believe one. It's because of you. Okay, so we're trying to prove eid echad neman from this whole thing. It's not a proof.
So one is always believed throughout halacha.
No, we're getting there. We asked the question. We see from our Mishnah, he believed one aid. What's the makar for that? We tried to bring a whole raya from this Mishnah in Krisus. It's not a raya. Because over there, the reason I believe one aid is because you kept quiet. So it's really shtik. It's really called da. You've basically admitted it. Ella, the Gemara answers, you know what? Ella svarahu. It's a svara. Midi dahavi achaticha safek shel chelev, safek shel shuman. I have a piece of meat here. I don't know what this piece of meat is. Va'asa eid echad va'amar. And someone comes along and says, bari li, I am sure, the shumanu. I'm sure it's kosher. Dimeheman. You are believed. That person's believed. Right? You walk in and you walk into someone's house. Someone invites you over for a meal.
Every week.
Someone invites you over. Or even your wife. You sit down at the table and you say to your wife, is that kosher food here and they're serving me? She says, yes, 100%. She's believed. Why? Why is she believed? Because one aid is believed. Says Rashi, this Rashi should be put on everyone's refrigerator. The Rashi of the Hu de Mehemnin. Who, you see the third line? Who v'ha vaday pshitalon disamchinen aleh? Of course we rely on that person. Calls man shalom nechshad. As long as the person is not known to be a liar, to be a lowlife. As long as a decent person, right? Di lav hachi, because if not, ain lecha adam ocha mishal chavero. Nobody could ever eat by someone's house. Ve'ain lecha adam aso mechal b'nei beso. You couldn't even rely on your own family members. Of course you believe everybody. Everyone has a cheskes kashrus. Someone invites you over. Well, I want to come to the kitchen and watch your wife cook everything. You don't have to do that. I understand. The Rashi didn't do that. Right? It's a Beferish Rashi. It's a Beferish Gemara, really. Right? So what do you see? You believe people. Believe even one aid. You ask your wife, where'd that meat come from? She says, don't worry, I bought it in a kosher store. You don't have to ask for the receipt. You believe her. Now, says the Gemara, that's not a good raya. Me, dummy. Hasam, over there. Lois chazek isura. There's no chazaka that it's asar. That's why we believe 1 8. Hacha, but over here, it's chazek isura, the eshes ish. 1 second. So here, how could 1 8 come and say she's not married? He died. There's a chazaka that she was married. We know she was married. The whole town went to that wedding. Then what happened? He went to war. Then the buddy soldier comes back and he died in the battle. How do we know that? 1 8 says, but 1 second, but there's going against the chazaka. That's different, right? Also, anything of davar sheva erva, you have to have two people. So Tosfos asks, in the Tosfos of Bari Li, right? Yesh Mefarshim, there are those that learn the Gamrinan Mi Nida. We learn it out of Nida. A wife comes home and says, I went to the mikvah. And you believe her. It could be she didn't go. I don't think that. But you believe her. Why do you believe her? Because you believe 1 8. Now 1 second. Asks Tosfos, be Dharma Bahamadir, Vesafra La Atma. She counts for herself. You don't even have to know where she's holding. You don't have to know where she's holding. She had to inform, by the way, I'm going to the mikvah now, I'll be back in a few, back in a bit. That's all you need to know. Why? Because you totally believe her. Now 1 second. V'im Tomar, Im Kain, Afilu is Chazak Isura Nami. That's the case if it's Chazak Isura. She's a Chazaka, she's an Ida. So how do we allow that? Didn't we just say that when it's Chazak Isura, it's different? Tosfos gives a brilliant answer. You understand the question?
Yes.
The Chazaka. Amari Nida Nihi. It's true. Sha'achshav Rasa. That now she's a Nida. Mikal Makom Lois Chazak Isura Shatira La'olam. Nobody's a Nida forever. You eventually stop being a Nida. So it's not a Chazak Isura. In other words, when a family gets married, when someone gets married, when a couple gets married, right? They're married. That can go forever. Through 50 years. No woman's an Ida for 50 years. So when she tells you, she's not an Ida anymore, it's not like it's Chazak Isura. Interesting answer, no? Okay, good. So where are we up to? Holo Damya, our case is really compared to the following case. El Chaticha, it's a piece of meat. Divadai Chelev. There's no question it's Chelev. No question about that. Va'asa eid echad, and one guy comes along, va'amali, bari li deshumanu. I know it's not. Dilamahem, then you don't believe a guy like that. Right?
You believe two
Eidim? What? I mean, can two Eidim come and say, today's not really Wednesday? I mean, what kind of thing is that? Right? One, two, it make a difference, right? Anyway, so certainly you can't have 1 8 going against the Chazak of Eshet Ish. So what's going on here? So the Gemara says, me dummy, it's not comparable. Hasam, over there, by the case of this piece of meat, afilu asi bemeya, even if 100 Eidim come and say, that meat's kosher meat. Lo mehemden, we're not going to believe it. Why not? Because I know that it was bought at McDonald's. It's just not kosher. You have 1 million Eidim come and tell me otherwise. Hacha, kivan dechi asu beitrei mehemni, since we'll believe two, to say what? The husband died. Chad nami mehemni, we'll believe one also. Midi dahavi atevel hektash vikonamos. It's just like tevel. What's tevel? Tevel is meat, is a grain that you didn't take off tumors in my eyes. What if 1 8 causes, by the way, that's tevel? You don't believe 1 8? Of course you do. Or hektish. 1 8 says I was makdish that. You can't eat that. I gave it to the Beit HaMikdash. I'm giving that chair. I donated it to be considered that chair. That's all. You're only 1 8. Don't say that. Or konamos, same thing. You make a net there. I'm answering that chair. That chair like it's a carbon to me. You can't sit on that chair. I made a nether out of it. Of course, you believe the guy, right? So why can't I believe 1 8 to say? I'll believe 1 8 to say what? That the woman can marry. The husband died. Why not?
You answer the question because you have a chazaka and you have a.
Asks Tosfos, midi davel tevel v'im tomar. What kind of raya is this? What kind of
What's the Gemara talking about? Vamari, the I have a shayach lemelech mitevel uhekdish. Listen to what Tosfos is going to answer. Havamina, I would have thought the high this rule the ain davar sheva erva pachos mishnayim. This rule that you need two hani mili la osra al baila. That's only to asa her on a baal. The ain echad neman le esar. Right. The ain echad neman le esar. The leinian iser ktiv. To asur you need two. Ki matan ba ervas dav aval hatira chad nami neman. I would even hold one.
But this one aid.
I know. That's what I was thinking.
In this case, the aid was not to her.
Exactly. That's exactly what one's good. That's exactly what. Exactly. The problem with Tosfos is, maybe it's even to the world. The problem with Tosfos is that every situation is really answering to the husband. By mattering her to someone else, by default, you're answering her. So it's really always a difficult answer because it's not always. Yeah, in theory, it sounds nice. Oh, the only time you need two for erva is to aser, but not to matter. But isn't every heter also an iser?
Right.
That's I wasn't sure, but that's basically what his answer is. Anyway, hi tevel hechidami. What's the case of tevel? What's the case? Day, if it's his own tevel, and the reason why you believe him is why. Because he's one aid? That's not a reason. Because it's in his power to fix it. That's the reason you believe him. Not because you believe one aid. That's my stuff. So of course I took care of it. If you want to tell me someone else's stuff. Right? My kosavar. What's the story here? If you don't need the other owner's permission, I don't need your permission to take off your trumas and mitzvahs. I can do it without even telling you. I did you a favor, I took off your trumas and mitzvahs. If that's the case, then that's the same thing as biyado. Mishum to biyado lasakno. I have the right to do it. Biyado. And I kosavar tzarech das bailim, if I need your permission. V'amar, what do I say? V'amar, I know Yadana, I know Bey the Mesakin who. I know that he took off Jews and Mizrus. So Gufa Minon, how do we know we believe you? Back to square one. Right. Same thing, Hekdush Nami, in Kedushas Damim, if it's Kedushas Damim, Mishum Diyado Luftosa. If I donate that chair to the Beis HaMikdash, I have the right to redeem it. It's my possession, my power to redeem it. Fine. In Kedushas Guf, now one second. If I donated an animal as a carbon, how do you undo that? You can't redeem that. There's no way to undo that. There's one way. If it's mine, mishum to be yado, I can go to a chacham and undo that nether. That's really a nether. So I can undo the nether. I can't undo the kedusha on the hektish part. I have to undo the whole nether. And idil acher, if it's someone else's animal, vomer, and I say, I know yadana beidish duli mare, ale. I know he undid the nether. How do you know he undid it? How do we know you believe you in such a case? Gufim and all, how do you know that? Konamos nami, a konam also, a vow. Ikasavar yeshmi ila bikonamos. If you hold that you're not allowed to use that item, it has like a din of ni'ila, because it becomes like hektish. Ukadushas damim, and it's only a chair. Hash kadushas damim, nachtale mishum de luftosa. So I can redeem it. So that's why it's my power to redeem it. Ikasavar ein me'ila bikonamos. Now there's no me'ila. It's not like hektish. However, the aser ba'almahu, it's sastaminiser, the rachav alei akaspe, that's resting on this guy's shoulders. Ididei, if it's his, mishum to biyado lesh to uliyalei. So you can go to a bestin and undo your promise, undo your nether. And e elo de la'acher, but it's someone else's, vamar ano yadana de sha'ule mare alei. I know that the owner undid his promise. Higufa minolan, how do you know that? How do you know? How do you know we believe such a person? I know he went to. How do you know you believe him? 1/8 to say all that. So back to square one. The answer is Amar of Zera. The Zera says Mitoch Chomer Shechmarta Aleha Besofa, because we're so machmir at the end. We're so machmir at the end. What's why we're so machmir at the end? If it turns out you say 1/8, we rely on 1/8, and it turns out it's not true, there's a disaster here. She has to divorce both. No money, no ksuva, no mamzeris. It's all terrible. Therefore, he called to Allah b'tchila. Therefore, we're makel at the very beginning. Since we're so machmer at the end, we'll be so makel at the beginning.
So because of that, you believe in Eid Echad?
What?
So because of that, you believe in Eid Echad?
Yes.
But the Eid Echad was the one who caused the whole...
So ask the Gemara, lo lachmir v'lo lekel. Don't be so lachmir, don't be so mekel.
Right?
So the Gemara answers, Mishum, where am I? Mishum iguna ikilu derabanan. We don't want a woman waiting 50 years and never being able to get married. Her husband was taken to Auschwitz. We don't know what happened to him. We don't know. So if one aide will say, yeah, I saw what happened. Unfortunately, he didn't make it. Because of iguna, she can have a chance to get on with her life. The Rabbana will make it. Asks Tosfos, who gave the Rabbana the right to uproot a din in the Torah? The Torah says, Al pishnayim edim yakum davar. How do you have the right to do this? So, I'm not really sure of his answer. Because
besides the fact that the aid caused a disaster here.
Right.
So many times we've done this before.
So, what do you mean?
There are cases that...
So, Nira Luri, the less lamemar anan sahadi, and the second to last Tosfos, I'm sorry. Nira Luri, the less long lamemar anan sahadi the daiko minzava, that means that she checks it out, v'nem on eid echad bekach ben haTorah. It's not a din daraisa that you believe one aid in this case. That's not true. Ella rather... Mitakanos chachamim who it's a takanos chachamim din ne'eman that you believe one aid ve'ein ze akiras davar min haTorah. This is not an example of uprooting a din in the Torah, which you're not allowed to do. Right? The Torah says use two aids. No, we're going to allow one aid. It's not an example of that. Why not? So I'm not sure what he's going to say because it's really tomorrow's daf. Kivon shedoma hadavar hagun. It's the proper thing to do. Lahamin, to believe this one person. Kamo efarish, lekamon bepirkin. Like I'm going to explain tomorrow. So I guess you have to wait till tomorrow to get the answer, really. Shebedavar sheyesh ktas tam v'samach. Something that has a tam and a smach. Lo chashiv akar davar min haTorah. It's not considered uprooting the Torah. What exactly he means, I'm not sure. So I didn't do tomorrow's daf yet.
It's just interesting. So,
but he quotes daf peites.
Just interesting that one aid that causes this whole disaster is not punished at all.
Correct.
It's the woman who's getting punished because an aid didn't say something that was patently untrue.
Correct. Okay, now we have 10 minutes to do like 30 minutes of Gemara. Because it's not any easier now. Then the next case was, Tete mizeh umizeh. So what was the case? If one aid comes and she gets to be married and then her husband comes back, she has to leave both. It's a disaster. Amar Rav, Lo shanu eloshanises be'eid echad. That's only true if she got married from one aid. Right? Avol nises al pishnei eidim. But if she got married from two eidim came and said your husband died and she got married. Lo tete. She doesn't have to leave the second husband.
It was the Mishnah. We said that.
So machu they laughed at this. They laughed. Said, Osa gavra v'koi, the first husband standing in the room. He shows up. He's here standing in the room. And she doesn't have to leave the second husband? That's crazy. The first husband's standing right here. He never died. He's right here. Which means the second marriage was never chal. You can't be married to someone that you're married to. You can't. I'm sorry, a woman can't be married to two people. What's going on? Lo tzricha, the answer is, delo yadanan le. Now we don't know this is the husband. We're not sure it's him. We don't recognize him. It's been so many years. We're not sure it's him. So one second, eid lo yadanan le. If you don't know, if you're not sure it's him, so be'eid echad amai tete. So what if one aid comes? Right, one aid comes. You get remarried. The wife gets remarried. Now the first husband shows up. I'm not sure it's him. Right? I'm not sure it's him.
She says.
Everyone says. So no, lo tzvicha. Here's a case. It's a crazy case. The asu beitrei. Two of them come and say like this. V'amri, anan havina b'hadei mechinafak v'arashta. We were with him until now. We were with this guy for 20 years. We were together in the barracks for all this time, for a long time. V'atun hu delo yadatale. You don't recognize him, but we recognize him. You guys don't recognize him. We've been with him for 20 years in jail. We know he died.
No, we know
he's alive. We said he died. You're telling us that he's alive. You don't know what he looks like. We know. Dichsiv, v'yaki Yosef es echav, v'heim luki ruhu. Right, the brothers didn't recognize Yosef, but Yosef recognized the brothers. Farmer of chistam, olamit shiatza b'lo chazim hazaken, b'ba chazim hazaken. He left without a thing, and now he came back with a beard. So they didn't know who it was. Right? Now, what do you have now? So let's back up. What do you have now? We have two Edim. Right? that say it's not the husband.
No, they're saying it is.
What? No, it's not the husband because the husband died. This is this man standing in the room yelling he's the husband. It's not the husband. Because we saw him die. We saw him die. Ah, you're telling me he's here? It's not him. How do we know? We know better than you. Because you didn't see him for 20 years. We did. Now, there are two agents here that say, no, he's alive. Right? This is two against two. Right? And not only is it two against two, it's two against two plus a guy who's saying I'm him. Says Rav, lo teitzei. She does not have to leave. Why doesn't she have to leave? Because this is a crazy case. And the first eidim that say he died are giving a little bit of a reason why they're right. What are they saying? We've been with him for 20 years. You haven't.
Second pair of eidim was Zomim.
What?
Second pair of eidim was Zomim.
We're not saying the Zomim. We're not saying the Zomim. We didn't. No, we didn't. We didn't say Imanu Hayisem. We didn't say any of that stuff. Just
the other two contradict the others.
So exactly. So no, that's Zomim.
Yes.
No, it's not. It's not. It's called contradictory. Any also sof trey ninu. At the end of the day, it's two against two.
That's right.
The fact that they have a better, maybe an arguably better taina that we were with them for 20 years and you weren't, what is that worth? Not sure. Now, by the way, at least it's a suffix, so he should have to bring in Asham Talui, the second husband. Because maybe he's alive, maybe the second husband is doing an Avera. Oh, okay. Right? What's the Avera? He's living with a married woman because she's married to the first husband. So she's bringing Asham Tali every day of his life.
That's right.
Maybe, right? No. One of the Eidim married her.
So she's in the cave. How could it be a maid?
Ah, there's three answers to that question. The Ritva says there were three Eidim that came. So he's an extra eight. That's one answer. Second answer is they did a bit, so you don't have to make him get divorced. They did it basically. He shouldn't have married her, but he did. And the third answer is the only time you're in a Gevadav if it's one aid would say it. But if there's two aid, then how could I be in a Gevadav? The other aid also said it. It's not going to be another three answers. Okay? Anyway, so he to him it's not a suffix. He's one of the aidim. So he says 1 second. But he goofa ba'asham tali kaim. So why doesn't she have to bring in asham tali? She should bring in asham tali. It's a suffix on her. So the Gemara says, no, Ba'omer is Barili. She says, I know it's not him.
She's sure
it's not him. This is not my husband. He says, I'm the husband. And she says, it's not true. Okay? You hear this? I know. So, Ihachi, 1 second. My lememra. What's the chiddush in all this? Afilu l'Rabbanachem Rabbi Yossi lo kamar ela kishabo edim v'yachakach nithi. When is there a problem? Even the biggest machmir, his name is Menachem ben Yosef, Rabbi Yossi, said, you know when there's a problem? What goes on now? A pair of agents come and say she died, and a second pair came and said, no, he's not dead.
Right.
And she's married to the second guy. Says Rabbi Yosef Menachem, the only problem is if she got married after the second pair came already. What's she doing? Now you know there's a problem. Two agents say she's dead. Two agents say he's alive. She goes ahead and gets married. Says Rabbi Menachem, Rabbi Yosef, then she has to get divorced. Aval nisei zachach bo edim. But if she got married after the first Eidim, then the second Eidim, nobody holds just to get divorced.
Right.
Nobody holds that. Lo Amar, Ditanya, Shnayim Omrim Mace, Shnayim Omrim Lo Mace, Shnayim Omrim is Garsha, Shnayim Omrim Lo is Garsha. Hareze Lo Tinase. She can't get married now. Why? She's in limbo. Vim Nise, Lo Tese. What if she does? She doesn't have to get divorced even. Rabbanachem Berbiosi Omer Tese. Omer, Rabbanachem Berbiosi, Eimas Ani Omer Tese. When do I say she has to get divorced? Bisman Shabo Edim. Only when the second pair came already. Then she got married. Aval Nises. But if she got married, Vyachach Bo Edim, Hareza Lo Tese. So, she doesn't have to get divorced. So, what's this whole Kiddush? It's old news, this whole story. This crazy story is old news. No. Ki Kamarav Nami, Bisman Shabo Edim. To tell you, I don't hold like Menachem Reb Yossi. I don't hold like that cheetah. Vigad Amri, others say like this. No, Taima Denises. The whole reason is because she got married. V'achakach bo edim. And then edim came. Aval bo edim. V'achakach nises. Tete. Kiman. Kir Menachem Reb Yossi. Just to let you know that I hold like that. And a chanam, there's no real chiddush here. Okay, you know what? Okay, we have to stop here because we're never going to get to Masiv. We're never going to get to Itmar. Itmar is down there. We're never going to get there. It's this question's too long. It's too long of a question. I'm sorry. We have to stop here. We have one more minute. Can we do it in 1 minute? We're not going to do it. We're not going to do it. We'll do it tomorrow. All right? So, yes. All right, so we'll pick up tomorrow. Everyone have a very good day.